the Middle. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget,
that moment.
As long as I live. My first call-up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
About half of the 1,500 schools in the MHSAA membership are of the junior high middle school variety, but they only represent about half to two-thirds of such schools. Once upon a time, the number was much higher, and some schools joined only to score tickets. For the MHSAA boys basketball finals, when those games used to be played at Jennison Fieldhouse or Chrysler Arena before 1990, and a finals ticket was one of the toughest ones around. A number of reasons for the number drop. Some schools no longer sponsor junior high middle school athletics of any type, and some didn't want to be encumbered by rules that they thought affected their local flexibility to schedule seasons when they wanted and to be more inclusive of sixth grade students. Plus, the association wasn't sponsoring tournaments at those levels. Nowadays, where there's a void in the programming provided by schools, others swoop in. As a result, sometimes the first time players and parents engage themselves in the structure of school sports and hear the true story of why school sports exist is in the ninth grade. And the less connected the high school program is to the junior high middle school program, the more problems the high school program will have over matters down the road of conduct, philosophy, perspective, and eligibility. So the MHSAA has been looking for ways for its member schools to become better connected between the high school and the junior high middle school programs, looking at serving younger grades, longer and more school-sponsored competition, even MHSAA-sponsored district and regional competition, all of course with no membership fees for schools or entry fees to participate in such tournaments. The first taste of that occurs this year when game lengths were increased in some sports. And a task force has been meeting throughout the year to bring special attentions to issues of school sports at the junior high middle school level. The end result, hopefully, will be something that results in greater student participation in terms of opportunities and playing time, and giving 6th, 7th, and 8th graders and their parents a taste of the value of school sports and the values they teach, something that would give those games a leg up on their non-school competitors. And while we're mentioning non-school sponsored sports, I want to circle back to a program a couple of weeks ago where I used too broad of a stroke to describe those programs. Now, some folks thought I hit a home run addressing the issue, but when you catch out such a large net, you catch everyone you want to catch and some that you shouldn't. That said, there's a number of good folks out there running some local non-school programs and clubs that are doing great things for kids and school sports programs in their communities. In fact, some school sports teams couldn't exist without them. So to those good guys out there, I say thank you. I just wish there were more of you. Check out live video of MHSAA tournaments online this week with Prep Zone coverage of 4 football games every Friday night on FoxSportsDetroit.com. And this Saturday, live streams of the Lower Peninsula Cross Country and Boys Soccer Finals, plus 2 more football playoff games on MHSAA.tv. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.